Ohio State University Center for the Study and Teaching of Writing, this is Writer's Talk. I'm Doug Dangler. After decades of working in a paper mill, OSU creative writing student Donald Ray Pollock wrote Knock 'Em Stiff, a critically acclaimed collection of related short stories about his small southern Ohio hometown, Knock 'Em Stiff. Donald, as a young man, did you want to be a writer?
I believe that when I was growing up, I had fantasies about being a writer, and I was real naive about it and thought that you could be your own boss, you could live anywhere, you could make a lot of money, all that sort of thing. Well, I was really wrong about a lot of that stuff. But then, you know, I quit high school and life got in the way, and I got married a couple times and this and that, and I ended up with this job at the paper mill, which was a really good job, paid good money. And so the dream of being a writer just sort of hung there in the back of my mind a little bit, but I never tried to do anything with it. Didn't have the discipline or the confidence, I guess, to try to write.
When did you start writing?
When I was 45. I'd been at the paper mill at that time 27 years, and I was just stuck in a rut. I started having all these regrets about the way I'd lived my life, and I just thought, well, I'd really like to try something else. So I told my wife that I would give it 5 years, try to learn how to write. And at the end of that time, if nothing had happened, I would give myself permission to quit, and figured that, well, I could go on to the rest home or wherever and be able to tell myself that at least I gave it a shot.
And what happened at that deadline?
At the end of that 5 years, I had published maybe 4 or 5 stories, but I'd also gotten accepted into the MFA program at Ohio State. So I ended up quitting the paper mill and coming up here. And I'm so glad that I did, looking back on it, because I really had doubts there for a while. But everything's worked out, so.
Are you concerned about any negative reactions or fallout from people in Knock 'Em Stiff, Ohio?
I did worry about fallout. Not so much with the characters. I wasn't really worried about that because I did make them fictional enough that nobody was going to be able to sue me or anything. I did worry about the reaction of the people who lived in Knock 'Em Stiff and what they would think of the book, because it's a pretty gritty, rough book.
Has there been any confusion over the title?
The title of the book, you know, it's called Knock 'Em Stiff, and in Ross County, Knock 'Em Stiff is a real place. And even if you haven't been there, you've heard of it, or you know where it is, that sort of thing. And one of the things I was worried about is that people would think that it was like a nonfiction book about living there. And so I tried to make that really clear, that, hey, this is fiction. Please understand that. And everybody has. I've had one person who, an older lady who lived there, and other than her being really negative about the way that I portrayed Knock 'Em Stiff, everybody else has got it, that it's fiction and that, you know, I'm using the geography of the place for my setting, but it is true that I didn't tell the good side of the holler. I just told the bad side. And I think that that's what this lady was upset about. So anyway, the reaction's been really good down there.
Donald, what do you think is the key to writing?
I figured out really early on, I knew that you had to sit in the chair every day, if possible. That was the hardest thing, and is the hardest thing about writing, is sitting in the chair. So I just practiced that and got pretty good at it. I mean, I could sit in a chair for 4 hours, and if I didn't get a single sentence, I was still happy because I had sat in a chair for 4 hours. You're going to have to sit in that chair and just work at it. And I know that there are lots of times, even now, when I'm working and I would rather be doing anything else in the world, even washing the dishes or cleaning the car or doing windows. I'd rather be doing anything than sitting in that chair. So a lot of it's just discipline, I guess.
Learn more about Donald Ray Pollock at www.donaldraypollock.com. For more about other Writers Talk authors, visit csTW.osu.edu/podcasts. Until next time, keep writing.